The astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu. 0-9. Sri Advaita and Gaura's Dawn Leela. One day in the beautiful Vrindavan gardens of Shantipur, Nitai Gaur and Sitanath desired to reenact Sri Krishna's Dawn Leela in Govardhan, Vrindavan. Advaita Prabhu played the part of Krishna. As would be expected, Mahaprabhu played Radhika, and Nitai Chand played an old gopi chaperone of Radharani named Borai. When Advaita, disguised as Krishna along with his coward boys, were of various Navadvip Parishads like Goridas Pandit, Kamalakanta Vishwas, and Shivas, playing Subal Narahari and Maramango, when they saw Radhika, Mahaprabhu, approaching them, carrying big clay pots of milk products on her head, they waited beneath a kadamba tree next to an old boat tied up on the bank of the Ganga. Sri Advaita Prabhu and his suckers stopped the gopis and said, "Who are you? Where are you going? And what are you carrying in those clay pots on your heads?" Nitai, playing the old gopi chaperone of Radharani and the gopis named Borai, said, "We are going to Mathura to sell our yogurt, milk, and sweet rice." Then Subal said, "You must pay tax here to our young prince named Nava Ghanasham. And if you don't pay, we'll take your milk products, loot them, and eat them right here in front of your eyes." Then Krishna Advaita came forward holding his flute while staring at Sri Radhika and said, "Only after you pay a high price for all your merchandise as a transport tax, why let you enter my boat to cross the Manasi Ganga." Laughing loudly, Lalita said, "Oh, Hare, Suniye, oh Nandanandan, and what price do you want for your ferrying us across the Manasi Ganga in your old boat? We come here every day and we never saw the likes of you before, and we never paid any kind of tax for the boat ferry. Just get out of here and let us cross at once." Undaunted, Krishna went directly up to Sri Radhika and said, "You milkmaids, coward girls, have such heavy bodies. It will not be possible for me to take more than one of you at a time on my worn-out ferry boat." Then Radha and Krishna, Gaur and Advaita, started pushing each other back and forth and arguing and laughing. Radhika started discussing the tax problem amongst each other with many humorous and witty statements. Then Radhika and her sakis decided to go home and not even cross the river at all. But Krishna, Advaita, and all his gopas surrounded the gopis, took all their milk products, and placed them in the boat. Then they also set the beautiful young girls in the boat. Unfortunately, the boat capsized when they started frolicking together in the Ganga, and then they looted all the milk and curd. After some time, everyone exited the river and sat together on the bank, while Srivas, Narahari, Murari, Shamdas, Mukunda, and Vaidya Krishnadas performed Leela Kirtan of Dawn Leela in Gokul. Upon surfacing to external consciousness, Mahaprabhu yelled loudly, "Hare, and started dancing in bliss with Nittai, chanting, Hari Hari Bo, Hari Hari Bo, Hari Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari 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 Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. And while Mahaprabhu was dancing it with Nityananda, he placed his hand on Advaita's head, and then Krishna, Advaita Prabhu, and Radhika, Lord Chaitanya, and Nittai danced for a long time, and then they finally went home. Thus ends Nittai Gaur Sitanath's beautiful Dan Leela. Dana Bihari Sham, Navagana Sham, Dana Bihari Sham, Dana Bihari Sham, Navagana Sham, Navagana Sham, Advaita Prabhu. Dan Bihari, Dan Bihari Sham, Navagana Sham, Navagana Sham, Advaita Prabhu.